So Seamus took to the streets of Cork to see if Corkonians would concur or give their own advice on the secret to a happy marriage or happy long-term relationship.
What is the secret to a happy marriage?
Oh, have loads of babies. This is my third baby. She was just born last week. So we're very happy. So there you go. That's my secret.
Plenty babies.
Plenty babies.
How long are you married?
7 years.
And where did you meet him?
In Dublin. Yeah.
You brought him down to Cork then, was it?
I did. He's a Limerick man. So I did him a favour. Right?
And how do you keep the spark alive?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose just like spending time with each other. Taking some time to ourselves, like relaxing in the evening when the kids are gone to bed and
stuff. Is that important?
Oh yeah, very important, yeah. Yeah. And hopefully we'll get in a few little holidays ourselves when they're a bit bigger. Yeah.
I was married for 35 years. My wife died of cancer and it was very happy. It was very, very happy. Very, very happy.
And where did you meet her?
I was in the rehab training centre at the time. Mm. That was over 30 years ago and I met her there.
Love at first sight.
Yes, there you go. We were going for each other for 10 years and then we decided, I went up the country, I did fundraising, yeah. And I said to her, I'm bringing you with me. Do you want to go? So she came with me and then my legs got bad, so we had to give it up.
How did you keep the spark alive while you were married all those years?
We just got on great. There was never an argument. No rows, no nothing. There was an argument. I remember a priest one time, we were at a wedding, we were both at the same wedding, and the priest says, if you have an argument, settle it before you go to bed. And we never had that. That never came to me anyway. The biggest problem was when I lost her, then I realised how valuable she was. The way we work with house bills,
yeah.
I do all the house bills and I do the rent and she looks after the shopping. I had nothing to do with the shopping and she told me that.
Yeah.
I had nothing and that it worked. It worked.
What is the secret to a happy marriage? Marry somebody who's also your very dear friend. Share things together, like have similar hobbies, but then have your own hobbies as well and your own, like that you're not a clutch couple.
Not separate rooms or anything like that, no?
No, nothing like that.
And how do you keep the spark alive?
Go away for weekends. I don't know. We're just lucky. We're 44 years married. We've just been, I suppose, very lucky. We're easygoing people.
So marry your best friend.
Well, yes, I think that would be it. Partly, anyway.
We've been married 4 years. And she has her space, I have my space. We do things together. That's what you need, you know what I mean? And again, she makes good chips and good gravy.
I don't make them, I buy them from Tesco, so there you go.
Now you let the secret out now.
Divorce.
Air frying them, are you? Outrageous.
5-year business plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and is it the chips, though, that keep the spark alive, so is it?
No. I look at her, she just looks the same as when I met her. She's just the same person, but she gets better with age.
And where did you meet?
In Ireland, yeah. So Tommy was working, not working, he's been living here 20 odd years.
Yeah.
I've got family in Cork, and I came over Christmas 8 years ago.
2017?
Yeah. And I met him, I saw him in the pub, so I went up to, well, I didn't know it was his son. I went up to his son and I said, who's he? And he went, that's me da. And I said, oh, where's your ma? And he went, she's in Liverpool. So I thought, okay then, thinking they were together.
Yeah.
And they actually weren't. And then he found me in Jono's then.
Because my son said, there's that blonde one over there, Dad. He was asking about you. And I went, who? So I went over and talked to her. She thought I was Polish. She couldn't understand the word I was saying.
I couldn't understand him.
She said, do you want a drink? She went, I'll have a double vodka. I said, think again, will you, love? How much? And then...
Yeah, but you didn't know the chips she was making.
No, it was a long distance relationship, and then COVID hit. That was hard.
Yeah.
And then we didn't see each other for nearly a year, did we?
No.
And then it got to the point like, what are we doing? Are you coming here or am I going there? And I didn't want to go to London. So she packed her stuff in a van, I went and got it, and then she moved to Ireland.
You took the chance.
I did, and I'm still here, and I'm still smiling.
What's the secret to a happy marriage?
Love your wife. The best you can. I'm married for 46 years.
Are you?
Yeah.
And how did you meet?
We met through CB radio. You didn't expect that. My buddy had a CB radio and he said to me, he said, Mark, he came down to me, he goes, We have a jag out the lock with two girls, and I'm still with her, Susan. He unfortunately didn't. He broke up.
And how did you keep the spark alive all these years?
Just behave yourself and do what she asks.
Opposite shifts, is
it? Opposite shifts is right. I don't know what it is with the two of us. She knows when I'm cranky, I know when she's cranky. We know when to leave each other alone. So we travel a bit there now. We do bits and pieces and, we're always together, like.
Yeah.
But she has her girls on, the lads there, and we're not in each other's pockets every minute of the day,
Okay, so you get your own downtime.
We do get our own downtime. That could be either going to the pub or going for a little bit, game of bowling or something like that,
That involves the pub afterwards.
That usually does, don't it, aren't they, when you're there? But, we have to measure each other all right, in fairness, we do have.
And if you were to offer advice to a young couple starting out, don't do it.
I know, I wouldn't say. My eldest fella is 36 now and they have two kids, and he's kind of, in a way, modelling himself the way we are.
Yeah.
If we had an argument, I'd say it would last about 5 minutes, but the repercussions might be a day or two, but the two of us would soften up.
Yeah.
And then,
so I'll picture no sound.
But everything would be fine, then we'd say, you were wrong and I was wrong, and then we'd give each other a hug or whatever, and that's the end of it then,
So hug it out.
Hug it out and behave yourself. Just don't do the Egypt.